Next question is Daniel Henke, H-E-N-K-E. This is a consultation request by Dr. Vikram Lakaradi, recent consultation, supravenigral tachycardia evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. Data consultation, 6th AD 22. History: patient is a 67-year-old with a history of hypertension. Palpitation period. Patient underwent an electrocardiogram at the time of the palpitation that showed a supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 120 beats per minute period. Patients complaining and shown a sub-breath, dizziness, unease, syncope associated with the supraventricular tachycardia period referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Current medication, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, Plavix, 75 mg daily, Lisinopril, 5 mg daily, Protonix, 40 mg daily, aspirin, metoprolol, period. Allergies, known local allergies. Social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, now history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated history, arthritis, neurological history, seizure disorder, TIA, an examination, blood pressure 133 over 80, pulse is 67, respiration 16, weight is 204 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6 is telling more mahara, the rest and above, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Click emission number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Number 2, hypertension recommendation. Patient is quite symptomatic with the supraventricular tachycardia. Patient is already taking beta blocker and in spite of that, patient still has recurrence of supraventricular tachycardia. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Lakaradi. Consultation date is 6th AD 22.